Hello everyone, Lord Baldrith here with Echoes from the Caverns, newscast dated March 18th, 2016. Echoes from the Caverns is distributed by Sir Style Teakle and is a joint podcast created and ran by Lord Baldrith and Asclepius. The background music is by Stephen J. Goldman. Well, how's it going this week, Asclepius?
Going extra well as always, Lord Baldrith. Always happy to have the weekend and get back into the game for a while. And it's looking more and more awesome. And how's your good self?
Oh, all is well. I'm happy to be off for the weekend myself, and it is true, the game is just, it's just night and day from where it was just last release and the recent release before, with all the beautiful colors and the beautiful new areas we get to explore. I'm just excited to see more coming in next release, which is coming up pretty soon.
Oh, it is, I know. And what you say is absolutely true. I walk around the country, and I think, wow, the colors are so crisp and so clear. And everything's just switching on and looking absolutely beautiful. The polish that they're making on the visuals for me is really, really working. It's just brilliant.
I'm really excited. I've noticed some of the music has been changing in some of the areas, and they're just doing a lot of little touches that are just really noticeable. I love it.
Yep, that's right. And, you know, I think it's very much like a house or a building that's coming together. For a long time, it looks a bit ugly. And then you see outlines and you see walls and whatever. And finally, the plaster work goes on and the finishing, the rendering and the paint and the final trim. And your mouth drops and you think, oh, that is just gorgeous.
Yeah, and that's when things start to get exciting because you've got a nice, beautiful house to start painting and decorating. Ooh.
That's right. And you realize that everything you saw up to this point was leading up to this, and it was good in itself, but it was just the foundations, or it was just the framework, and now the finishing touches are on. It's just amazing.
Yes, there's some really exciting things coming in the next release that I'm really looking forward to, and I hope they can, you know, get a lot of it in, you know, just based on some of the notes you see in the stand-ups.
Oh yeah, it's going to be great. They are working at top speed now, I reckon, and they're in full production mode and pouring in content as fast as they can. It'll be so good to see it.
Yeah, and hopefully they did get control of some of the lag and the problems we've been having this release, because they're probably learning a lot from our bug reports.
Yes, they are. Yeah. And, you know, that is the good thing about testing it so extensively before they release it. I mean, imagine making a whole game and releasing it and then having a party like the Shooter Jennings event. It's really good to have that sort of thing beforehand so you know how much work you still have to do.
Yeah, it's definitely probably be good to have a couple of more of those kind of events before launch, or at least before a final wipe, and just see where we're at.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The brilliant part about it is it pushes the game to the limits, and then beyond the limits, and then breaks it, and then they realize, okay, what can we do to expand the limits to make this work? And they go back to down their little burrows and come up with something, whatever they come up with, and make everything work better.
And that is what they are best at, you know, making it so the game runs as well as it possibly can.
Oh, absolutely. And it is running better and better all the time. So I reckon by the time they finish polishing it and optimizing it and doing all that they need to do, it's going to be pretty awesome.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking forward to seeing how much they can increase our decoration limits in our houses and our towns. I think that would really be awesome.
Yes. Oh, boy. But if they push the limits too much, we probably won't be able to walk or move for our decorations. I know some people who love collecting things.
Yeah. I know. Hopefully it's not stuff that's going to just totally lag the system out.
Oh, yeah. That's right. But it's going to be good. It'll be great to see the thing happening.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited just to see, you know, what what the next three or four releases hold. It's going to be quite awesome.
Oh, yeah. But you know, one thing I love, and I know you've done it, I know Rift's End has done it, it just makes life so easy. Those lampposts that they make, that you get from the add-on store, you put them around strategically, and people can find their way to the center of town. You just follow the lights. It's fantastic.
Oh, for sure. Until we get road signs and like little road things you can put there, that is the best way to go. And I can't wait till they get those town pavers in, because that would definitely make for a good road.
Yes, it absolutely would, wouldn't it? Yeah. Do you reckon they're coming in soon?
Well, they talked about them, I think it was last release, and I forget what Star said, but it was coming up in the next three or four releases, it seems.
Oh, excellent. Oh, that's absolutely great. Good. That would be so nice to have a paved road from the entrance to the center of town.
Yeah, if only they make them big enough to where I can, you know, utilize them without filling up our decoration limit before I get done.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Because, yeah, they'd have to take that into account. You are going to use a lot of them.
Yeah, I was noticing when you're putting books in your house on a shelf, those don't seem to take a space anymore.
Okay. Oh, you mean count as a decoration item?
Yeah, it's like they made them so they don't count or something? Or is it just every more than one? I didn't notice.
That'd be good. Fantastic.
Which is great, because I was just for the fun of it messing around with some shelving and some books and making a couple of rooms look like they were just a big mess, because you had a big stack of books here and you need to organize them later. And just some little touches like that I thought might be kind of cool.
That'd be great. Maybe they've developed an ingenious way of saying that when you put a book into a bookcase, that becomes part of that container, and the container is counted as one object.
Yeah, that would be cool. Yeah, I don't see any reason why they couldn't do that without, you know, messing up your decoration limits.
Yeah, that'd be fantastic. I mean, you have chests, don't you? And you can put any number of things in a chest up to its limit, and the chest counts as an item. Maybe they've found a way to do the same with a bookcase. I don't know.
That's a good thought, because they've got a limit on your amount of chests, but you could put a thousand things in your chest and it still counts as one.
That's right, yes. And when you open the chest, well, there they all are. That's fine. Maybe when you go to the bookcase and take out an item, yeah, okay, well, you've got an extra item in your decoration limit, something. I don't know. It's all Greek to me, but hey, if they're doing it that way, that'd be awesome.
I'm glad to see it. Even though we do have a reasonable amount of decorations for our house, I can see filling that up eventually just with all the stuff I'm going to collect throughout the world.
Yes, but you're a committed pack rat, aren't you?
I'm totally committed to that, yes.
Yes. I might have to rent you some space in my basement.
Yeah, I know. You know, I already had to increase my bank slots. I think it was last release, because I just had so much overflow. It was funny.
Oh, you're terrible.
Yeah, no. And it doesn't help that when you buy those block sets, they count as like 20 or 30 items. So, it builds up fast.
Oh, boy. Okay. Well, look, you know, the main thing is we're having fun and it's totally absorbing.
Oh, we're having a really fun time. I'm enjoying this. The one thing I'm hoping for, and I put down this fancy Fire Lotus Tavern type of inn in my town there that kind of looks like it looks like a nice inn, but you can't put the NPC vendors in there because they won't allow you to put them in like your own house. So it's, I wish they'd make it so you could do that.
Yes, yeah, I noticed that. I've been having an issue with that. So yep, that'll be one more thing on their little whiteboard on their to-do list. I'm sure they'll get to it.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to use that inn. It's just beautiful. It's a lot better looking than the NPC tavern you get. It's just because that looks like a row house, but that little inn is just so nice, you know?
Oh, fantastic. And, yeah, having the bartender behind the counter and serving drinks to people, that'd be great.
Yeah, and I love that bartender. I think he's a very awesome-looking NPC. They've done a good job with him.
Oh, fantastic. That's excellent. Okay, well, we have news of the week. And a bit of a short news week this week, but I'm sure there's some really good stuff in it.
Always is.
Yep, we have update number 168. We have the making of Brittany, the Halls of Artifice, Rise Up Cystic Fibrosis Charity Drive, plus a new male avatar, and that looks pretty great.
Awesome.
Okay, and first up, first item on the agenda, a continuation of the post from last week by Sorceress Steve. It's a sneak peek part two at the capital of Novia. So he says, hey guys, here we are to give you an update. Everything we've been shown so far is to be contained in the scene Brittany Central. So I reckon there is going to be more than one zone or instance involved in Brittany.
Yeah, looks like it.
Yep. And last week I showed a screenshot of the south port side gate. This week we can see more of the port side as it will appear from the ocean. So out in the bay looking in, lovely, including one of Brittany's main roads. It's the road that leads straight to Castle Brittany from the port of Brittany. You can see it going up there. It's as straight as an arrow. So you sort of couldn't get lost from the port, could you?
No, that's great. They've made it so you can navigate the town fairly easily.
Fantastic. So from the port of Brittany to the castle, you got 5 blocks of dedicated area where you'll find player housing. Yeah, I think there might be a bit of a land rush for that.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are going to want to live there. Taking the screenshot below into consideration, we're still seeing only about 40% of Brittany Central. It's going to be one big town, people.
Love all the boats they've got in the water there. That's just great.
Ah, it's brilliant. And he says, this week I began construction of one of Brittany's most affluent districts, located on the city's north gate. It's where a good number of the city's town, city and village lots will be located. A short walk away from the heart of Brittany, that's Brittany Castle and the Oracle Temple. It's comprised mainly of stone architecture. The gardens are tended, and its inhabitants live a more refined lifestyle. So if you've got the money, you definitely want to consider setting up a home here.
Hey, does that, in that second picture, does that look kind of like a stage there?
Yeah, it sort of does, doesn't it? I reckon it looks like a stage.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's fantastic. You know, this calls to mind to me, New Orleans. And they've got their various districts there. Have you ever been to New Orleans?
I haven't actually been there, no.
Fascinating town, wonderful. And there's a lot of districts there. We actually stayed in the French Quarter, which is close to the center of town. And little narrow one-way streets, 2 and 3 story houses, sort of side by side, almost like row houses, with iron lacework, balconies, stuff like that. Very picturesque, very artistic, very nice, but small. But if you take a streetcar down St. Charles Avenue, you get to the Garden District, which is where the American immigrants, you know, arrivals tended to settle. And everything's bigger there. The lots are bigger. The houses are bigger. They've got gardens at the front of the house instead of in a little courtyard behind. It's a totally different look and feel. And it's definitely a more affluent district.
Oh, that's pretty neat. So you can go to different districts and see a whole new layout and a whole new style.
Absolutely. Yeah, you can. And it's just a different atmosphere. And this is obviously what they're trying to create in the different areas of Brittany. There's the poorer section and there's the upmarket section. And if you want to live in the Garden District, well, you go to this section. And it looks pretty good.
You know, I'm really liking those new kind of houses they've got there. I'd be curious what they look like up close. It's kind of far away. I was trying to zoom in on it a little bit.
Yeah, they do look fantastic, don't they? Absolutely brilliant.
Beautiful. I love seeing, different looks for different areas. That's a very big step in improving the game itself.
Oh, absolutely. We're going to have such fun crawling all around this area. Yeah. And he says also in the works this week is the southernmost part of Brittany Central. So we're still in Brittany Central. This is only the one scene, people.
Wow.
Unlike the latter, it's one of the city's poorest districts. And it's in close proximity to the agricultural area of Brittany Central, including the Brittany Dam. Many of its inhabitants live in shacks and ramshackles in muddy streets. So this is the downmarket end of town.
Yeah, that's pretty neat. So that's what that little house is you see there. It's just a little shack. That's great.
Yeah, nice, eh? Very nice indeed. But yeah, you say you've got all sorts of areas in town, and wherever you want to live, wherever you can afford to live, that's where you want to go.
I would wonder if they allow you to put housing in these different areas. I wonder if there's going to be some kind of requirement that it's a certain size, a certain style of house, so it kind of matches up with the, the poor or the rich area.
I would imagine so, yes. I don't think you'd see many Lord Marshall's houses in this poor area of town.
So you can only put, the little shack down, or some special store you can get on the add-on store in this area, and then all you fancy house people need to move up to the other area.
I'd imagine so. And taking it one step further, I have no idea whether this is going to be the case. We will have to wait and see. But you may even find the housing in Brittany is preset, and you just walk around as you would when you're buying a house and say, I like that one, I think I'll have it.
Well, you know what? That would be a really nice touch, to make it so the house is already there. It's a special house that you can't get anywhere else. You can only get it here. That would be great.
That would be good. Okay. But hey, one never knows. We'll have to wait and see what happens.
Well, plus that would add to the land rush, like an exclusive house is ready. This is the only place you can get this house. So yeah, first come, first serve.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be great?
I'd like that. That'd just be a nice little touch. I like it.
It would be nice. Okay. And next post we have the Halls of Artifice, which is a work in progress. Continuing Scotty Jones's post from several weeks ago. This is going to be a really mysterious and enticing place. I can see this.
This is awesome stuff here.
Oh, yeah. He says, as I return to work on the wondrous halls of artifice, I begin by designing the first of the three primary halls that are accessed from the main entry chamber. They're each themed upon the ideals of pleasure and bounty as personal paradises, shared with only those lucky few who have already found their way here and remain to enjoy their chosen state of bliss. An indication of what awaits within can be seen spilling out into the entry vestibule as one approaches the first of these enticing halls that I've created. Yeah, that looks pretty good.
Look at the new furniture. I'm just dying here. It's awesome.
It's great. So well decorated. And yeah, as you say, so grand and opulent. That's unbelievable.
And curtains. I'm thinking, curtains?
Yeah.
Hey, it's coming.
Yes, that's right. You wonder, will we have curtains for our own homes?
Not yet.
Yeah, not yet. Okay. Behold us, chamber of sensual opulence, where exotic overstuffed furnishings upon which one may sit and lay can be found on every side. Rich warm light spills into the hall from velvet curtains, stained glass windows on every wall. Luxurious veils of red muslin hang from the ceiling, giving the chamber the feeling of grand comfort and intimacy that even a sultan's harem would envy. This is the hall of youth and vigour, and one can only imagine the pleasures to be shared with those deemed worthy of its offerings. So here and there we have mirrors, vanities, shelves and dressers tucked away in the shadowy recesses, offer the perfect gentle glow where an adherence to such joys might admire the perfection of one's own visage or discreetly gaze back on the activities of others. Wow.
So some nice new plants and stuff maybe that we're going to see.
Yeah. Very nice. Very nice. I think there'll be a bit of a rush to get there.
Yeah, I love it. I hope this stuff comes into the game for our own use as well. We need more furniture.
Oh, dear. If they put it in the add-on store, you are going to be perpetually broke.
Oh, come on. Let's make my carpenter stay busy, too, please.
Yes, that's right. Okay. Now, at the far end of the hall, below a dim lanthorn, a small circular table has been placed upon which rests a strange object, like a hexagonal chest. What mysteries does it contain, and by what secret methods might it open? Oh, great. So we have to work out how to open it. That'll be a question.
That's like a fun puzzle.
Yeah. Yeah. Is it perhaps a reliquary? The shadows around it are deep, and it won't be nearly as enticing as the sights and sounds that will surround you once the chamber is adorned with the beautiful denizens that will welcome you to join them in their endless ecstasies. Okay. I wonder if this is going to be an adults-only place.
Maybe.
Yeah. Okay, turning back, you can see the golden doorway through which the hall was achieved. Could it be possible that each of the other doors leads to an equally opulent and enchanting luxuries? If so, there can be little doubt that leaving this place of miracles might be the last thing you'd ever want to do. Oh well, as tempting as the glowing portal may be, the youthful beauties displayed conveniently upon nearby beds and couches, or even the ones admiring themselves in the grand mirrors, are far more tempting still. Perhaps they'd enjoy some company.
Interesting.
Very interesting. I wonder if it's a test of virtue.
Yeah, what virtue are we going to fail here?
Most of them, I think.
Yeah, that's for sure. Minus 10 to all virtues.
Yep. We'll have to spend the rest of the game regaining our virtues.
Oh, man. This is not nice to us, our poor avatars.
I know. It's going to be a lot of fun. I can see that. They have put so much work into this. It's unbelievable.
Well, it's totally gorgeous. I'm just drooling over all the beauty that's in this room. It's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. And I just hope they bring it in very soon.
Yeah, hopefully it's coming up in our next release. But, oh no, they're working on that one.
Yeah, would be nice. Okay, and next, well, we have something pretty good. We're going to start looking a whole lot better.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we have a new male avatar. And from a Dev Plus Forum post by Kevin Wells says, "Hi, everybody. My name's Kevin. I've been doing character art for Shroud of the Avatar for the past few years." He says, "It's been a blast building content for the game. In my time here, I've worked on a variety of content, from creatures to armors, hats, and masks. So that's why they've stopped the hat quest."
You got him on something new.
Yeah, to give him time to work on this. And I have to say, I think it's worthwhile. It's been a long road shaping and creating the many assets for the characters. But I'm very excited that now it's time to revisit and push out a big polish pass on all the character assets. That's just brilliant.
Wonderful.
We decided to start at the beginning, and I'm proud to say that I was given the opportunity to kick off our character polish pass with the male player character. The new male avatar will debut in release 21. Well, we haven't got long to wait.
That's close.
Yep, and I can't wait for everyone to get a look. Hey, now, question. Because release 21 doesn't involve a wipe, do we log in one day and suddenly find out that we look different?
Yeah, that's a good question. Are they going to say, "Oh, by the way, you need to redesign your character"? I don't know.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I mean, everything else has changed, but you will not recognize yourself.
Yeah, imagine the problems that could cause, you know, if you chose something that's no longer available on your looks.
Yeah. Oh, well, interesting. I wonder whether they will take us through a mini version of the character creation thing.
Yeah, I think that'd be cool if they had some sort of a shop you could go to, change your character looks, you know. Wouldn't they going to put that in one day anyway?
I believe that is on the list, yeah. On the big long list.
Yeah, one of the billions of things.
Yeah, that's right, yes. Yes. If you are sick and tired of the way you look and you want a haircut or you want a different hairdo or you want to trim your beard or not have a beard, whatever, just go to the barber shop or the decoration shop, the facial improvement shop, and you can sort yourself out and come out looking totally different.
That'd be pretty handy for your, for those of us that want to look our best.
Yeah, no, that would be really great. So, you wanted to start over from scratch. You built the avatar with an aesthetic that I felt best fit into the Shroud universe. Now, except for the finer, more subtle details like texture, areas of, like eyes and mouth, I'm calling it complete. Whew. He says, as an artist, I never stop wanting to push the visual quality, but we absolutely wanted to get this guy updated as soon as possible. So look, for all intents and purposes, this is it. And I think it looks pretty awesome.
I can't wait to see what we can do with the sliders and see what we can do with them.
Yeah, that's right. Yes. And he says, I also want to shout out a huge thank you to both our animation lead, Matt, for marrying the new avatar to our existing rig and animations. So obviously he's going to run and walk and do all the animations and emotes just right. That's brilliant. And our newest character art department addition, Fletcher, who helped in getting the wearables fit. So yeah, that's important that your clothes actually fit.
That's for sure.
Yeah. So yeah, that's great. So whatever clothes you have, please be assured they will fit. They won't need letting out or taking in, let's hope.
Yeah.
And we have a brand new male avatar to look, and here are some wonderful screenshots. He looks pretty buff, actually.
Yeah, he definitely looks like he's been working out. He's not a newbie.
Yeah, that's for sure. And Budner made a cheeky post in the forum. He said they owe him for using his body as a outline.
Yeah, if only he wishes, huh?
Yeah, that's right. Oh, that was a brilliant post. Great sense of humor, bud.
Yeah, he kills me.
Oh, yeah. But then I noticed somebody else posted and said, yeah, sorry, bud, and we can't quite use it. But we've put your head on this little model, and if we ever get a famine in the land, we'll reconsider it. And it's a beautiful image. You got to see it.
Yeah, I did. I think that's great what they're doing there. I love those kind of back and forth.
It's brilliant. A little bit of back and forth banter is just wonderful.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, this guy looks great. And look, the good news for the ladies, the female one will be following very shortly.
Yeah, I'd be curious how that'll turn out, because the ladies are very picky with their body styles and all those things, so I'm curious how they do those ones.
Yeah, that's right. Yes. Yeah, pleasing all of the ladies in the Shroud community, that's going to be a little bit of a task.
Yeah, because you got the ladies that want sexy, and you got the ladies that want more normal.
Yes, or more demure, or some might want a more matronly image, but yes, some want the trim, voluptuous image that they can wear their coconut bras and their frilly little lingerie undergarments with. So it's going to be a challenge.
Yeah, and I asked the question already. I was asking, can we adjust our bulk to less or anything like that? It's like, not for episode one, so... Kind of sad.
Yeah, not so much. That's right. These things will probably come eventually.
Oh yeah. So if you want to be like a little skinny, scrawny mage, you just have to cover yourself up a little bit.
Yeah, that's right. Yes. Or you could be a mage who works out in his spare time.
Well, that's true. You don't have to be all brain and no body, so yeah, that's possible.
Yeah, that's right. Yes. And you can just flex your muscles and say, clear off, or I'll zap you and turn you into a hobgoblin.
That's right. And if that doesn't work, I can always punch you in the face.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, next item. Our friends at Rise Up Gaming. They're working through the weekend to raise money for cystic fibrosis. So you can help them make a difference. Always a very worthwhile cause. And that is wonderful. It's the fourth annual Porter Chatterton CCF Charity Marathon, March 17 to 20. And if you want to find out any more about it, go to twitch.tv/riseupgaming. A very worthwhile course and absolutely worth supporting.
Yeah.
Okay, and now we get to the back half of the news. Time is running out, as they keep reminding us, to the spring pledge expirations. As they're getting closer to the final wipe, to the lot selection milestone, they want to have everything locked down. They want to know how many of each pledge they have and how many lots they have to create in game. And it's not going to help matters if they say, well, the game's pushed out the door, yes, but we've just taken 150 more pledges. No, sorry, can't do that. So a lot of pledges are expiring. As of the 2nd of May 2016, Immortal Adventurer, Virtual Collector, Collector, Citizen, Knight, Lord, and Baron. You will not be able to get them at all. So, anybody who would like to up their pledge or contribute a little bit more towards the game, enjoy the increased benefits that these have to offer. You have until the 2nd of May. So think about that and see what your wallet and your bank manager will allow you to do. Brilliant. And next, another reminder, the backer shipping addresses. They want to ship all the physical pledge rewards later this year. So in your account profile page, there is a little feature there where you can put your address. They can send your goods to you. And please make it your real address. Don't make it this side of the mountain or deep underground waiting to get you, or Rift's End or Wizard's Rest or anything like that. Regular postal services don't quite go to there yet.
They're working on
Yeah, we are working on it, but yeah, not quite yet. So it has to be your boring old real world address. And even if you're not planning on getting any physical goods, they'd like you to do it, please. Okay, in-game community events, which is always absolutely awesome. Lots of things to do in game each and every week. The recurring events, we have the Role Players of the Avatar monthly $170 writing contest. So if there are any biographers, diplomats, journalists, story writers, quest designers, and videographers, RPOTA would love to hear from you. And their monthly contest is very well worthwhile. The Unreliable Travel Guide, a great selection of hilarious short stories, always worth looking at, and they always give you a great laugh. Avatars Radio, daily programming, always something good to hear and listen to, and they tell you everything that's going on in the game. So tune into them. NBNN Lunch with Jack and Laz every weekday at 12 p.m. Join them every weekday, covering the daily goings on in Shroud. And I noticed this week they are 1 year old.
Well, happy birthday to them.
Yeah, happy birthday, NBNN. That's awesome. So they've been doing great things as well. So EVL 27 Hat Quest, they're having their own Hat Quest because there isn't an official one, but they're carrying on the tradition. So everybody who successfully completes the Hat Quest by touring several new zones will receive a bucket helm. And that starts at the Soultown Tavern. Beautiful. The Tavern Respite RP event. Mondays at 8 p.m. Very nice. At the Bear Tavern. Order of Vengeance Guild meeting, Mondays at 9 p.m. A challenge dungeon run, Monday, Wednesday and Friday, 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. if you're brave enough to try and run the gauntlet of that evil place. The Paxlayer Town Manager Hour, Tuesdays, 2 p.m. EVL Dungeon Crawl, Tuesdays, 7 p.m. Meet at Owl's Head in the centre of town, near the trainer. Wednesday nights, Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Mainly an impromptu event, but a lot of possibilities occur. So that's at Caer Drakwich, or you could zone to Bowen Bloodgood. EVL Virtue League PvP Tournament, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. And they even look after the newbie players who don't want to be matched up against the demigods. So even if you're just breaking into PvP, they have a place for you and you won't die straight away. Striker Sparhawks Happy Hour, Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Phoenix Republic PvE Nights, Thursdays and Fridays, 7 p.m. A Thursday Night Throwdown, Thursdays at 10 p.m. That's at Obsidian Caverns, another PvP event. Novian Academy have roleplay courses on Fridays at 4 p.m. Shardfall Madness, Fridays at 6 p.m. Vengeance Madness, Fridays at 7 p.m. And an astronomy event, Fridays at 7:30 p.m. And that's the regular events that keep the week busy.
All the time going on.
Fantastic. And then weekend events. We have Saturday morning, Wake Up New Britannia with Swaftum and Celine at 6 a.m. 9 a.m. the Paxlayer Working Hours. 11 a.m. Church of the Dark Star Saturday service with Amber Rain and Kazan Phoenix Fire. 1 p.m. Diamond Fields Putt Putt Golf Tournament. Now that's interesting. I wonder how they're going to do that.
I've seen little pictures of it. They're doing it with a gust ball, so it'll be pretty cool.
Ah, fantastic. That sounds like a great idea. Yeah, it's amazing what you can do with a golf ball, with a gust ball.
Sure, it's the only thing we've got for sports, and it works in a lot of things, so it's awesome.
Oh, fantastic. Okay. Well, we're going to look at and to participate in, there you go, first prize, a $20 store credit. Very nice. 3 p.m. Baron Lee Construction, Harvest and Craft. Also at 3 p.m. there's the Bear Tavern Banner Brawl. And the Banner Brawl 2v2, the rules are simple. Get all four banners simultaneously to your team's colour over your opponent's dead bodies if necessary. That sounds like good fun.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Okay, 6 p.m. there's a Port Phoenix Social Night. 8 p.m. Vengeance PvP FFA Brackets Tournaments. Wonderful. On Sunday, there's a Paxlayer meeting at 8:30. 2:30 is Gust Ball training if you need help in working this whole thing out. 3 o'clock, a match of Gust Ball. 4 o'clock, EVL the Gauntlet. It's a combination of American Gladiators and American Ninja Warrior. Right. Nice. The timed obstacle course is run by a single avatar. The fastest time is the overall winner of a full suit of critted chainmail armor. That's pretty awesome.
Now, who the heck was able to do that? That's an amazing suit of armor there.
I know. That would be well worth getting. Absolutely. Oh, and the runner-up prize includes a ferocious red spider. I would not mind one of those.
Yeah, that would definitely help you stay alive.
Oh, that's for sure, boy. And more top gear. Okay, I think with that prize list, they should get a lot of people there. Fantastic. Well done, guys. 5 p.m. there's a gridiron feast and registration, followed by Gladiators Gridiron at 5:30, a BMC event, a Paxlair meeting at 7, and Fishing with Winfield at 8. Wonderful. And that's the weekend's events.
Awesome.
Always something good to do. Now, upcoming events, we have Release 28 to look forward to on the 31st of March. It's getting closer. We hope we'll have the Halls of Artifice. Don't think we're going to have Brittany, are we? That's coming Release 29, I think.
Yeah, Brittany's still, they've got a long ways to go on it, it sounds like.
Yep, okay, all right, they're going to dangle it in front of our noses and make us salivate and drool for another 5 weeks yet.
I'll bet you they fill it out more on the overland map, though, just for a little more enticement.
Yeah, would not be surprised. Yeah, that'd be awesome. Okay, there's the final Lord of the Manor, Britannia Manor visit and dinner on the 15th of April for those lucky folk going there. PAX East on the 22nd of April, Release 29 on the 28th of April. That's when we all get everything taken away from us and get the joy of starting again.
Yay!
Yay, lovely. Love it so much. Okay, but it's nearly the last time. 13th of May, we have the final Duke Roundtable and Portalarium Office Tour. Release 30 on the 26th of May. On the 1st of June, the Hearth of Britannia, Legends of the Hearth 3. That'll be a lot of fun. Release 31 on the 30th of June. And on the 28th of July, we have Release 32. And that's the big one. That's when everything stays permanent.
Yeah, it's a full wipe, but yeah, you don't have to worry about that anymore.
Absolutely, that is right. So whatever you build or put down or establish remains for the rest of the game, however long that is.
Years and years and years, right?
I reckon. I think this game is going to... It'll last at least as long as Ultima Online, which is 15 years old and still going.
Yep, good stuff.
Great. Okay, recommended projects to back, we have Crowfall. It's a throne war simulator. The characters are persistent, but the campaign worlds aren't. So that's thanks to voxel technology, which enables fully destructible settings, so you can go around destroying worlds. That sounds like, yeah, a lot of fun.
We love it.
Okay, excellent. Beautiful, and short though it may be, it's exciting, and that is the news of the week.
I do have a request to announce one event that did not make the update page. It's coming up for in a week. And excellent. It's from, it's an event from Sandalox Int. So I will announce this one just for good measure, make sure nobody misses it. Think you know enough about music? Want to test your music knowledge and possibly be a Name That Tune champion with a $20 store add-on grand prize? Come join us for a good time in Wizard's Rest, located behind Owl's Head on March 26th. At 2 p.m. New Britannia time. Name That Tune consists of four regular rounds of four contestants and ends with a fifth round being the final round. Each round will play 10 seconds of four songs. If you guess that song correct, you get points per song. The first song is worth 25 points, the second song is worth 50, the third song is worth 75 points, and the fourth song is worth 100 points. A 20-second playtime will be provided after no guesses are made with first playthrough. In order to make a guess, you will need to click your lantern on the podium, which will act as a buzzer. There will be one winner per round that will appear in the final round. So a chance to win $20 credit. So that's good stuff. So you can teleport to Sand, Majoria, or Apollux Evanhart. And that'll take you to Wizard's Rest, where they have it all set up, and it's an awesome-sounding event.
That sounds really great. I think the ingenuity and the inventiveness of this community is just amazing. And That sounds like a hilariously fun game. I think it'd be well worth going to. And if it wasn't 3 a.m. my time, I would be in there with bells on.
Yeah, no, it's really awesome. They're going to use the music system in the game to do an event. That's awesome. So March 26th, 2 p.m. New Britannia time. So yeah, if it's not the middle of the night for you, be fun to, if nothing else, just watch, see how people do.
I think it'd be great. Yep, go participate. It can be nothing else but fun. And even if you want to go to just watch, absolutely go and do that. Yeah. Okay. So, full marks to Pollux Ent for organizing all of that. That is fantastic. And I hope they get a really good roll up.
Yeah, I'm definitely impressed by some of these things. They got the bingo and they got the music now, and they've got all these great ideas. It's just awesome to see what's going on in the community.
And it just shows what they can do with the tools that the devs give us. And sometimes the devs have to hurry around and give us tools to cope with our creative abilities.
That's true. It's like a lot of these events they create, they find that, hey, you know, it'd be nice to have a timer maybe, or a random number generator or something. That'd be great.
Yes, it would. And then the devs sort of scratch their heads and think, yeah, okay, that'd be good. Let's make one of those.
Yeah, and before you know it, you've got all these great new tools you can use to have all the more fun.
That's right. Excellent. So another great event to attend, and everybody I'd encourage to get along to that.
Good stuff. Yeah, and it also makes me think when I'm seeing the one for the putt-putt, you know, hey, maybe they'll give us a little golf ball and some golf clubs to compensate some of these other kind of things. That'd be great.
Well, I mean, they've come out with chess sets, with drafts, checkers sets. They've come out with all sorts of things. So absolutely not beyond the bounds of possibility. They could give us little golf balls and golf clubs. Yep, why not?
Yep, and then we can have bowling, and we can have, you know, croquet. There's all kind of fun things they can make.
Oh boy, the list goes on, doesn't it?
Oh, it does. Isn't that what we do around here? We just find new ways to have fun with everybody?
We do, yes. And they'll still be creating new things 10 years from now.
Yeah, imagine what they'll have 10 years from now. There'll be so much more tech in the game.
Oh, that's for sure. Absolutely. But in the meantime, we just have to get back into it and continue having fun.
That's right. There's always lots to do, even this early in the game process. And I haven't explored every new area yet, so I continue on.
Yeah, me too. It's just amazing and really enriching and rewarding to explore all these new areas and find out what they've done and what they've put in place for us.
Oh, definitely. I'm definitely excited to see what the future holds.
Yep, me too.
Well, I guess that's the news. We can move on to playing the game a little more. The awesome background music you are hearing for the podcast is by Stephen J. Goldman. The song is entitled Dark Planet. Also, thanks to Sir Style Tickle for the technical work on the newscast. Please support Avatars Radio. The radio needs your support to continue to make the magic of this program, podcast, music, and events possible. Please go to avatarsradio.com and click on the Patreon link. Thanks to Amber Rain for broadcasting the newscast on avatarsradio.com. This is Laura Baldrith and
Asclepius
with Echoes from the Caverns.